I think we lose Jason. We lost Jason.
We lost Jason.
He's gone. He's gone.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to episode 8 of One More Podcastle, where we make you listen to three guys talk about old video games. My name is Eric Bailey. I am the tallest human being within 200 feet of myself and the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
I am Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and I am a clone.
I am Jason Lamb. I am the PC specialist and I once rode a pony.
You rode a pony?
I rode a pony.
Okay. How was it?
It was all right.
Was it pony-ish?
It was pony-ish. Turns out I'm allergic.
To ponies?
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Yep.
What about horses?
I'm allergic to horses.
Really? So it's the whole genos.
Anything, pretty much anything with hair or feathers or some type of fur.
Are you allergic to yourself?
There's a possibility.
Wow.
We are less than 30 seconds into the episode and we are already treading ground unprecedented. Unprecedented.
So, Jason, tell us about Cuba.
Cuba was good. I was in Cuba last week, for those who don't know. It was good. It was socialist and it was warm. And then the hurricane hit and then it was a lot of rain.
There you go. That's a vacation.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good. If you ever somehow get the chance to sneak into Cuba, I suggest it.
All right. Sneaking into Cuba. It's on the bucket list.
I'd rather not. I'll just stay here.
Well, speaking of communist conspiracy theories, Hunter, what are you a clone of?
I'm a clone of myself.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
How do we know which Hunter is going to be here every recording?
See, that's the puzzle. That's the fun of it.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
No,
I
don't think so.
Yeah. Speaking of things that don't really matter, have you guys had any time for any old video games lately?
Let's let Jason go first.
Ooh.
I have.
Yay.
Yay.
Woohoo!
I was playing some Doom earlier.
Good choice.
Doom. And I actually just finished installing Quake Live, if you know what that is.
Is that the in-your-browser kind of a thing?
Yeah, they've taken Quake 3 Arena and put it in your browser.
Yeah, I've lost many a countless hours in that.
I played it years ago, but I'm trying again.
Damn.
So it's pretty good. I haven't played Quake or Unreal Tournament in forever, so.
I was just gonna say, you say you haven't played in a while. Is it an adjustment getting back into it?
Yes and no. I'm not as fast as I used to be at the first person shooters.
Ah.
Especially the kind of Twitch based ones like Quake or Unreal. But it's a lot of fun. I miss it. So I'll probably be playing a lot more of this.
Cool.
Can you do the rocket jump?
I don't know, to be honest.
Because I remember, because like in that Quake Live, you can go through like tutorials. And I remember that being like the hardest one, like trying to figure out how to rocket jump. I don't know why I brought that up.
I'm going to let you know.
Rockets are always cool.
I just don't know why you'd want to jump with a rocket. That just doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
It sounds painful.
It sounds really painful. You'd have to wear like a rocket-proof set of pants.
You can get those now, just so you know.
Awesome.
Actual rocket-proof pants?
Yeah, it's rocketpants.com. You're going to look it up now, aren't you?
I'm not.
No, I'm scared.
I am. It goes to hugedomains.com. It's for sale, though. You can.
Is it really?
Click here to buy rocketpants.com for only $1,995.
No.
Whoa. Well, looks like one more castle is changing its name next week.
If I had the money, I would just forward it to like onemorecastle.com or something.
It would be cool to have a blog or some kind of site called rocketpants.com. That's an excellent pair of words there.
That is.
I'm trying to think of what the logo would look like.
Yeah, now I am. Yeah.
Ooh, or you can get rocket-pants.com for only $8.99.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that's an enormous savings.
Well, hold on. We got all kinds of... Check this
that
out.
That hyphen is worth over $1,000.
We got bombpants.com. We have rocketdress.com, ammunitionpants.
Hunter is obsessed with pants.
You should make buypants.com, which is for sale, and then you could have a bunch of subdomains, so you could have rocket.pants.com.
I think we're on to something.
We're halfway towards empire. A profitable scheme here. Pants Empire. Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's good to get a leg up on the competition on this, guys.
Oh, good one.
Oh, Hunter, how about you? Any old video games lately?
I don't know if you guys would consider it old, but I happen to... So I finally spent my $125. It's spent. It's gone. It's gone. It's out in the wilderness now. But I was able to find Rock Band 1, 2, 3, and Rock the 80s, and a wireless PlayStation 2 Rock Band guitar. Or, I'm sorry, Guitar Hero guitar for $25.
Wow.
All
of that for 25. Yeah. The first three Guitar Heroes were $1 a piece. And Rock the 80s was like $4.
That's cheap music right there.
So I've been playing a lot of Guitar Hero. But in terms of like a retro game, I've actually been playing Shatterhand for the NES.
Fantastic game.
It's a lot of fun. Like, I read a review about it weeks ago. I don't remember where, but they were really putting it down. I'm like, it can't be that bad. It's really difficult, but there's a lot of really cool aspects about it. So,
who put it down? Because it's widely regarded as one of the hidden gems on the console.
I don't know. It was probably one of those nerds.
Damn those nerds.
The only thing I can remember was they were really upset about the short range punch that she had.
Oh, boohoo. Boohoo. It's challenging. Oh.
Yeah, it's called.
I hate when people do that.
But it's called Shatterhand. Like, what? How does that work? Like, because you know they came up with the name of the game first before they made the game.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to be Shatterpole or Shatter 10-foot long stick
or Rocket Pants.
Rocket Pants.
Speaking of Rocket Pants, I have confirmed you can do the rocket jump.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I just remember it being super difficult. Oh, so going back to Doom. So they re-released Doom 3, like the HD for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
But here's the kicker. So they actually fed into the trolls. Now the light, because before you could switch back and forth between the light and your gun. They kind of add that extra aspect of darkness and scariness and all that jazz. Now the light is always on.
Yeah.
Lame.
Exactly. Like, there was so much hate about having to switch back and forth. I'm like, don't you understand that this is something that's actually never been done with a first-person shooter before, especially like a horror-style game? Like, to be able to have to switch back and forth, that's awesome. How can you hate that?
Ugh. People are dumb.
Just hated the game, so.
Feeding into the trolls.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how the internet killed video games.
The internet. So did you pick it up?
Oh, no, I don't have a PlayStation 3. You kidding me? My oldest system is a GameCube, and I got it for $20 like a month ago.
Get it for your PC.
There's no such thing as PC gaming.
Oh.
It hurts. It hurts.
I love you both.
It hurts so bad.
Clawing my eyes out.
Hey now.
Okay, Bailey, retro games?
Yeah, my wife is not a gamer at all. She doesn't play video games. But she's willing to tolerate Zapper games on the NES. And a special shout out to Mike out there at thegrindery.com who hooked me up with a new working Zapper because my old one was busted. And long story short, the other night, me and the wife played 9 different Zapper games.
Nice.
Fun little old school gaming session. We had some Freedom Force and To the Earth and Operation Wolf and Gotcha and Hogan's Alley and Duck Hunt and Barker Bill's Trick Shooting and even a little Adventures of Bayou Billy.
That is some night.
Mass murder. It's good times. Or digitally, I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Rocket Pants.
Rocketpants.com. I'm going to buy it. I'm telling you that right now. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I'm going to sit on it and I'm going to get
it. Kickstarter. You should kickstart Rocketpants.
Yes. Kickstarter for the Rocket Pants. And that answers the question of how you're going to sneak into Cuba.
Yeah.
Boom.
Rocket Pants.
Now, if I could only get cell reception down there.
Oh, you can.
You got to pay for it, though?
Yeah, it's like traveling abroad anywhere.
Buy
a cell phone there.
Yeah, I'm not going to. No.
All right.
I don't have communist money.
Rocket Pants burning up his fuse up heaven low.
Speaking of communist money, our discussion question tonight is inspired by the Pac-Man pumpkins me and my wife carved that are sitting on our front porch. And so it's kind of a strange question, but here we go. Do you ever get to incorporate retro games into your holiday tradition? Any thoughts on that, guys?
I mean, the only collection I could think of was, I mean, like on Christmas, we'd play video games, but that was because we always got video games for Christmas when we were kids, me and my brother growing up. So other than that, I mean, for like Halloween, we would dress up as like retro gaming characters. Well, they're not, weren't retro back then, but like we dressed up as like Mario and Luigi one year, and then another year, my mom actually made a Sub-Zero costume for my brother to wear.
Your mom made it?
Yes.
Awesome.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. We still have pieces of it somewhere at their house. But I mean, other than that, I mean, we didn't, I don't think so. Other than the costumes. Jason?
I haven't actually incorporated any games for a long time. Like when I was a kid, I used to play Jazz Jackrabbit Holiday Hair.
Dude, what is it?
Remember Jazz Jackrabbit?
No.
Yes.
You don't know about Jazz Jackrabbit Hunter?
Wait, is it a Canadian thing?
It was by Epic.
Probably like Jazz Jackrabbit.
Yeah.
Jazz Jackrabbit. Oh, there's a sequel. Oh, he looks like Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah. It's by Epic before they went off and did Unreal and Gears of War and stuff. Anyway, they had a holiday edition called Jazz Jackrabbit Holiday Hair where everything was holiday themed. So I used to play that a lot, but now I don't really incorporate holiday games. I incorporate a lot of holiday movies, but
all right,
yeah.
Good enough.
How about you?
I don't a whole lot. I was thinking about this, and I mean, this year's Halloween might be the most prominent example. I know me and my wife, back when we were just dating, we went to a Halloween party as Mario and Princess Peach. And that was before I had a real Mario costume. So it was like actually wearing overalls, a red sweater, making my own Mario hat, which is the one I wear on my Twitter avatar, or the 8-bit version, but in real life. And actually like holding a real hammer around. So that was fun. And I can relate to Hunter a bit in terms of typically getting a video game for Christmas. So you always want to rip it open and play it right then and there in the living room. So a lot of fun times. Quick story on that, actually. I have a grandmother. I have a few, but that's besides the point. And for a long time growing up, it was tradition that she would get me and my sister a gift and an ornament. And we would receive them a few weeks before Christmas. And the rule was we were allowed to open the ornament and put it on the tree. The gift went under and we could open it, the gift, on Christmas, right? So one year, my two wrapped items from Grammy are the exact same size. Like the ornament and the gift, it's the exact same dimensions. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And Mom's like, you just have to pick one and open it. So I start tearing it off the wrapping paper and realized it was The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, the Game Boy game.
Nice.
But because it wasn't my ornament, I had to put it back under the tree and then unwrap the ornament, put it up there. And it was torturous to know that Link's Awakening was under my tree for weeks. I couldn't play it. It was awful.
See, I would have turned it around. I just would have put it up on the tree, took the game out, put the box up. We're like, well, no, that's not the ornament. Yeah, it is. Look at it. It's on the tree. This is the ornament. I'll be back. I got apparently a new game to play.
That is clearly the better alternative. I must have been a pretty stupid child.
It's all retrospect.
That's true.
Or hindsight.
Hindspect, retrosight, something like that.
Good
but
story.
Other than that,
good story.
Yeah. Thanks.
My
I couldn't think of any.
So anyway, what I was gonna say was, my grandmother on my wife's side, she doesn't like shopping for gifts anymore. So she just gives us money and says, "Go buy whatever you want, wrap it, and then put it under the tree." And then when Christmas comes around, we open it and we're like, "Oh, hey, thanks, Grandma." I don't know what it was 2-3 years ago. I don't remember what I bought, but it was something I really wanted, like the video game that I really wanted. And that's exactly what I did. I took the game out of the box, wrapped it, and then put it under the tree, and then played it the entire time. And then when Christmas came around, I was like, "Oh, Grandma, thanks. I'm really looking forward to this game." She's like, "Yeah, that's great, fantastic." And I'm thinking, "I've been playing this for weeks. This is awesome."
Oh, you scheming little bugger! That's fantastic. I like it. Playing it for weeks.
She had no idea. The wife was a little upset.
Well, that's what they do.
Sound like my grandmother listens to this show.
Yeah, that would be strange. I gotta watch what I say about my grandmother now. And by the way, Hunter, by telling me that your mother actually made a Sub-Zero costume, you are now exempt from future Your Mother jokes from me.
Woo! Yeah! I'm writing it down.
So, Jason, you still have to look out.
Oh, God.
All right. And speaking of Jason's mom, let's take a break.
Nice.
Musical interlude. Sometimes you just gotta here we go.
Lay back and relax. Just let the music take control. Just let the music take control. Just let the funk take control. Just let your body go. Blizzard. Floating back a minute, I'll let the moment sink in. I'm going open, flowing, no one knows the code. We're bringing light in purple time, circles, life rewinding mind. Rehearsals, right the fertile herbals, bringing life back to an earth to curse you. Minds believing, signs deceiving, till designs are feeding. Master bleeding, leaking from the beating place for racist demons. I write the wrong because my songs will never see the right. I meet the beast within the plight, reciting verses to excite.
A life lost,
it's hopeless, but moments are blowing in the wind. Spinning fables, able to cradle the children in the sin. Whispers from the shallow sea, earth returning to the dust. Ashes from the minerals we're smoking in the back of trucks. This is our night, we're gonna let our troubles go. This is our night, we're gonna let the moment know.
Sick what?
You won't see us, no oh. You won't see us, no oh 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 oh. You won't see us, no oh. No, I'm sliding, oh, mama, climb within the abyss of dark and re-sparking another to the lips. My gift is here before you, my present, just like the 25th. Heat producing from my lungs, stun the competition. I'm reliving sin and giving a minute to bending up the planes. I'm feeling vivid, vivid visions, rescinding, letting the diamonds spin it. Tapping mentions in and hearts, we start defending. Thugs with automatics march, start the panic in the streets. Damn, the man we're playing and standing still with rifles at our feet. It's like a puzzle and enigma, life's a great illusion. My brain is boggled, toggle switches, stripping bitches cruising. Doing you, that's cool, I guess. I left to mess with them, I rest, confess.
And we're back. Thanks for listening. That was Now I See by DJ AI, some ambient rap off the Vector Man Chronicles album. But now it's time for what we know you've all been really waiting for, the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For any new listeners, this is the primary portion of the show. Each of us has chosen a retro game, not told the others what it is. We'll have 2 minutes to present it and why it's the best of the three. Then we'll go into an all-out fight over which one's the best. And then you, dear listeners, will get to vote on the site. So, listen carefully. And Jason, we're happy to have you back because you are our official timekeeper. And when you tell me that my 2 minutes are loaded up, I'm ready to go.
All right. Are you ready?
Start. Tonight, I've chosen a game that I've mentioned on the podcast previously. Reaching back to 1989 from Nintendo's portable Game Boy system, I have chosen Tetris. That's right, Tetris. There was a show when I said it was annoying, but don't get me wrong, it's a great game. In fact, it is a masterpiece. It single-handedly defined yet also revolutionized the puzzle game genre. It was a pack-in with the original enormous blocky Game Boy system, and it is a perfect video game and the absolutely sublime choice for a portable system. Millions upon millions of people have enjoyed it for its simple gameplay, addicting background music, and there's even a medically supported Tetris syndrome, whereby you see the shapes falling in your sleep, whenever you close your eyes, and other symptoms if you become too obsessed with the game. Tetris, it defined and set the gold standard for an entire genre and is still easily well-remembered today by many.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
You may begin.
During its uber popularity on MTV, countless merchandise, and VHS tapes, the warning is always the same. Beavis and Butthead are not role models. They're not even human, they're cartoons. But actually, in this case, they're video game characters in a surprisingly fun adventure game for the Sega Genesis. I discovered Beavis and Butthead for the Sega Genesis after becoming a fan of the TV show, but I was amazed after popping it in that there really is a cool game here. It's not your typical half-hearted banking on the show's popularity to sell copies kind of a game. And Beavis and Butthead, the guys buy tickets to the next GWAR show, only to have them lost in a lawnmower accident. The game revolves around finding these pieces of tickets and putting them together in time before the show. The game takes place all over their neighborhood, through sewers, breaking out of detention, sneaking into the burger joint, or stealing supplies from the local hospital. You navigate through 10 massively huge worlds through a means of the television. In each world, you won't be just completing the level after level with the piece of the ticket being at its end. You actually have to journey through each level multiple times, collecting different items to use in unique situations to help the teenagers cause a little mischief. And oh, by the way, their main attack is belching and farting on their enemies. And of course, one thing to keep in mind, you never want to try this at home.
If you haven't heard, this week, Disney bought Lucasfilms. This means they now own LucasArts. Which means they now own the Rebel Assault series. So let's talk about Rebel Assault 1, which is my choice for this week. Basically, Rebel Assault 1 is the first Star Wars game to be released only on CD-ROM. That means it wasn't released on floppy disks. This means that the game was able to pack huge amounts of data, allowing it to portray the Star Wars universe as it never had been done before. Basically, you got this extremely detailed and thematic rail shooter that really still holds up today. Rebel Assault. It's better than Tetris.
Is it?
I don't know about that.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Rail shooters are so lame.
That is true. I've never...
There's really no fun in rail shooters. It's like, no, I want you to go here. No. Don't play those other games that are open and sandbox. No. No, play this. It's a rail.
We want to discourage any kind of exploration or discovery.
No, we want you on the rail.
Yeah.
But this had multiple branching paths, and you could relive all your favorite scenes from the Star Wars movies.
I don't think you can.
You can. You get to fight
How about the cantina scene? Do you get to sit at the cantina and talk to Han Solo and watch
Honda Baba's
arm get chopped off?
No, you're some no-name rebel pilot that...
From Tatooine.
Yeah, because that was a cool place to be from.
Yeah, what are the odds? Some other gifted pilot is from Tatooine. Ridiculous.
And you also get to fight on Hoth and against Star Destroyers. And it's not Tetris.
Yeah, it's not a communist Soviet game. That's good. Yeah. At least this game was made in America. Bailey.
Yeah. America.
I doubt it. I bet it was made in China. Or Asia, at least.
They don't know what Star Wars is over there. And they sure as hell wouldn't make it a rail shooter.
You got a point there. Rail shooters are pretty lame.
Yeah, it's got to come from an American studio. Let's find out.
Which one? Tetris or Rebel Assault?
Rebel Assault.
Oh, yeah, it's American studio.
Yeah, see?
LucasArts.
Rail shooter. Lame.
Yeah, but like the CDs were made in China. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, so this was the first game on a CD format?
This was the first Star Wars game. It came out about...
First CD game ever.
2 months after Myst.
Oh, then it was probably super duper slow.
Oh, super duper fast. The backgrounds were pre-rendered, so you actually got graphics that were much more advanced than what the PC was actually capable of rendering.
That's not good.
No, it was fantastic. Everything was beautiful.
Isn't this game super short?
I remember it being pretty long because it's pretty damn hard.
You know what's definitely American?
Beavis and
Burping
Butthead?
And farting on people. Yep.
Farting I agree. I absolutely.
Great American pastime right there. You should be ashamed of yourself.
They have other weapons you can get later, but that's like the infinite ammo kind of attack. Because you can get a BB gun, and you can get like a baseball bat with a giant glove on the end of it. You can get
a baseball bat with a glove on the end of it?
Well, yeah. You want to knock people out. You don't want to kill them.
That's like the opposite of every good video game ever made.
I disagree. I could pick lots of good games that you don't kill people in.
Yeah, like Tetris. Booyah.
No, I said good games.
You think Tetris is a bad game, Hunter?
It's a bad game.
For the Retro Showdown? Absolutely. Right. It's the worst game I've ever played.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. The worst?
The music's repetitive. The gameplay is repetitive. Who cares about high scores? I want an ending. And the ending is just fireworks. And I even think the Soviet flag goes up at the end because you won for the Soviet country, Soviet, communist.
Repetitive background music? Really?
Yeah, it's repetitive. It repeats.
Eventually, but it lasts like 2.5 minutes at least. How often does the background music in your game repeat?
It's a minute 24.
A minute? Well, there you go. That's a whole 84 seconds.
Over and over again. Come on, when you load up the game, there's a picture of the Kremlin.
You guys are acting like this is something wrong, but so bad.
Let me explain to you something about the 1980s. In the 1980s, your country was engaged in something called the Cold War with Soviet Russia. And while the whole world was calling for the wall to be torn down between East and West Germany, Russia goes ahead and releases a game called Tetris, which is really all about building a giant wall out of blocks. Yeah, if anything, it's just propaganda, and it's against democracy, which is everything you stand for as an American.
Now, that's interesting, because in my opinion, I actually see it almost the opposite. I think it's more of a peace offering. Like, look, it's about building a wall, but how it can be silly and whimsical to build a wall, and we can make it a fun puzzle game, rather than some dire, consequential, awful war thing.
He created Tetris while working for the Soviet Academy of Sciences. Soviet Academy.
But he wasn't making missiles. He made a video game. He's like, oh, those Americans, I'm going to empathize with them and have compassion and really reach out with an olive branch and grant them the gift of Tetris. It's not a hostile thing.
So not only is Rebel Assault a rail shooter, the character you play as, his name is Rookie One. Rookie One. Now check this out. He's a farmer from Tatooine in the style of Luke Skywalker. But here's the best part. All of the original characters from the scenes are replaced with new characters who you don't even know or care about. And the example it gives is Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon are replaced by some jackoff named Commander Jake Farrell and an A-Wing who saves Rookie One just before he takes the final shot on the Death Star. They don't even have the original characters in this game.
Why would they do that? If you have the license to make a Star Wars game, why not use the Star Wars characters?
So they were using the Star Wars name to bank on all of the money that they can get from all the nerds who are Star Wars fans, and it doesn't have anything to do with Star Wars.
That'd be like making a Mortal Kombat game, but replacing all the fighters with guys named Bob. And Jim. And Harriet.
Or Cecil.
Hunter.
Yes. Cecil.
I'd just like to redirect you to the Wikipedia page you're on.
The Book of Knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, just refresh the page and go down to version differences.
Did you just change it? He did. He changed it.
He did. Either that or we lost him again.
Nope.
Oh,
didn't
no,
do a thing.
There. He totally changed it.
Hunter is really bad at games. I can't believe it. Citation needed. Okay, hold on. I will change this.
From the Cold War to the Wikipedia War.
Wow. This is...
I went there.
I'm taking a screenshot. I can't believe it.
I went there.
Wow. So not only is Jason's game so bad, he has to change the Wikipedia page to douse me.
I'm reading it right now. That's really funny.
Where's the print screen button? That's sad.
I'm tweeting this before it goes away forever.
I can't find my print screen button on my keyboard.
Who are you? Butthead?
No, he was the dumb one.
That would be the person who can't find the print screen button, right?
Isn't it like...
So, can I trust the opinion of a man who can't find the print screen button?
I know I can't.
Can you trust the opinion of a man who has to physically change the Wikipedia page?
I'm tempted. That's really funny.
See, that's another, that's more, okay, that's why I don't like rail shooters, is right here. Rail shooter is described as an interactive movie. That's not what I want to do. I want to play a game. I don't want to play a movie. I could sit and watch Star Wars and get a lot more fun out of doing that than playing Rebel Assault, which has nothing to do with Star Wars. And apparently, Hunter is bad at games.
And if you watch Star Wars, Han Solo would actually be in it.
Yeah, not Rookie One or this guy. What's his name? Commander Jake Farrell. Who is that? Yeah. He doesn't even have his own Wikipedia page. You know how? I mean, come on. At least Beavis and Butthead got their own Wikipedia page.
Ugh. I can't in good conscience ever recommend or even go near recommending a game that has Butthead right in the title. That's silly.
It's just a game, man. It's just a name. It's a name like any other.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
It's not a name just like any other.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's got aspects of Metroid in it.
What?
Do you not like Metroid?
Stretch. That is a stretch, my friend.
I disagree.
I guarantee that many of the reasons I like Metroid cannot be found in Beavis and Butthead.
Backtracking? Do you like backtracking in Metroid? Because you backtrack
not really.
In Beavis and Butthead.
No, I hate
really?
Backtracking in games.
Yeah, that's not why I like
it's
Metroid.
It's lazy design.
Oh, would you rather be on a rail where you can't
yeah,
do
I would.
Anything?
You can shoot things.
You can shoot things in Beavis and Butthead. You can't shoot things in Tetris.
Yeah, you can. A peace missile across the ocean.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't
make any sense.
You just made that up?
I take that one back. Yeah, you can't shoot anything in Tetris. I take
no.
it back.
No, you can't. I would like to point out that the Soviet government owned the rights to Tetris.
Still? To this day?
Like
no,
right now?
I don't know about right now, but by 1988, the Soviet government began to market the rights to Tetris.
Wow.
Marketing the rights is different than having the rights.
Wow, the Tengen version is known as the Soviet mind game.
Yes.
Propaganda, my friend. Propaganda. Unbelievable. Good choice, Bailey.
Well, let's see. Mine has propaganda. Jason's has a shall we say, fluid Wikipedia page. What okay. underhanded mind control tactics has your game ever resorted to, Hunter?
Guar rocks? Yeah. Guar rocks. I agree. Good job, Eric. High fives all around.
That's all you got.
That's it, yeah.
It's a great adventure game.
You keep calling it an adventure game.
It is an adventure
game.
What sort of adventure
are you having? You're
collecting the pieces?
Guys, yeah, you dumb enough to lose all the pieces of a ticket, and I got to find them all again and go to a concert. Like, with all due respect, that's not exactly an epic storyline. I've been to a concert. It wasn't life-changing.
I didn't say it was epic. I said it was a great adventure game.
Okay, well, see, my game is epic, so there.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
Epic propaganda. Yeah, Beavis and Butthead. Don't tell me you guys didn't grow up with Beavis and Butthead.
I didn't.
I mean, I've watched an episode or two, but Jason, I mean, you're with me on this. Beavis and Butthead, that's just beyond absurd for a premise or a subject matter or anything I'd be comfortable voting for if I were a listener.
But see, that's what the beauty of it is. They don't bank on the popularity of Beavis and Butthead, and it's a crappy game. The game is awesome. It's not like Star Wars Rebel Assault, where it's got nothing to do with Star Wars, but we can slap the name on there because I know everybody's going to buy it. I'm George Lucas.
So you're saying that Beavis and Butthead does have something to do with Star Wars?
No. It's a great game just in itself. You could take Beavis and Butthead out, and it would still be an amazing adventure game.
It would be like a really generic adventure game.
And the sequel to Rebel Assault is not called Eric Can't Pick Good Games, Jason, okay? Will you quit messing around?
Wikipedia doesn't lie.
Oh, it does. Does it go to an actual game?
I can make it.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Yep. Wow. I can't believe you have to manipulate the information online. Why can't you put something like the game is good? Because it's not. That's why you can't. It wouldn't even let you complete the changes if you did something like that.
There you go. It goes somewhere now.
Oh, no.
Oh, hold on. There's a captcha.
And here we wait. Interactive movie.
Ugh. Yeah, man. Interactive movie.
Oh, gosh. It came out on the Sega CD because that must have been great. And the
actually, 3DO. They couldn't actually put the entire game on the Sega CD. Sega CD was too slow.
There was just too much crap.
All right. It goes to somewhere now.
Okay. You know what? I'll bite. Earlier, Jason, you said that you could say that Tetris is a bad game. How?
It promotes communism, which, as an American, you should be against.
That's overstepping so many boundaries.
I've watched CNN and Fox News. It's
those aren't very good sources of news, just so you know.
Oh, I know. It's your biggest. And two, it's such a repetitive game. If we were arguing a couple of weeks ago that Bomberman was done to death, Tetris is the ultimate done to death game.
That's a really good point.
Okay, and I have two rebuttals. Rebuttal number one, we were saying that Bomberman had been done to death, but we were talking about games like Super Bomberman and Trog, not the original source. I'm talking about the original Tetris. Yes, it's been cloned and redone millions of times. I'm talking about the original Tetris. And I forget my second point, so that one will have to do.
Here's your second point. The box art says, "From Russia, with love." No.
That's what I was saying. It's not from Russia.
Soviet Union, yes.
Nuclear warheads. It's from Russia with love.
No. There's no such thing.
I mean, not
thing.
To go all hippie on you, but there's no such thing as love.
Did really, you see huh? From Russia with Love, the James Bond movie? There was no love in that movie.
There was no love. Well,
there was absolutely no love in that movie.
We're not reviewing the movie, are we?
That's where they got the title from. It's not like Tetris came up with the idea of From Russia with Love. I mean, have you played the game? A monkey plays this game.
Oh, that was my second point. You said
it's mind-numbing.
It's only as repetitive as the player allows. The extent of repetition is up to the player, not the game.
Because that makes sense.
It does, just because you're not smart enough to understand, butthead.
Okay. Well, then explain it to me, Beavis.
Tetris, if you were to measure the amount of iterations or possible gameplays you could experience, the number is too large to imagine. There are billions of possible paths of gameplay you can experience in Tetris.
That doesn't
unlike,
make it good.
Unlike, for example, a rail shooter. And while that alone, Jason, does not make it good, it can be a worthy, valuable component to game design.
Just so everybody knows, like the link to Star Wars Rebel Assault 2 Hunter Can't Pick Good Games goes to rocketpants.com. Just so everybody knows.
I have someone mentioning that on Twitter. That's funny.
Rocketpants.com. Wow.
Oh.
Rail shooter. Interactive movie. Well, great adventure game.
Yep. If the Wikipedia page has been fixed by the time you actually listen to this, I apologize, because we're having a lot of fun editing Wikipedia just to fit our views on the Retro Showdown here. Has any other podcast wrecked Wikipedia pages just to make their point?
No. <bet not>. Absolutely not.
Oh, digital graffiti. This is wonderful.
Oh, we lost him again.
We did?
Yeah, we lost him again.
Are you serious? Jason, come on. You got to stick around and defend your game. Can't wuss out on us.
Probably felt bad about the rail shooter. I'd feel bad. I'd feel really bad.
We must have hurt his feelings pretty bad. Well, if he's not back in 30 seconds, I say we make our closing arguments and he doesn't get to have one.
There he is.
Oh, hey
we lost you. Was your game that bad you had to get off? Because I agree, I should get off right now.
No. Hunter, your game was so bad it kicked him off.
No, it was probably Wikipedia kicking him off.
Maybe they're cracking down on him.
I'd play that game, though, just so you know.
Rebel Assault 2,
Rocket Pants?
Rebel Assault 2, Hunter Can't Pick It Games. I'd play that game.
It was a good game.
It would be like,
like the
McDonald Kids. What? No, that's a terrible game. It's amazing.
The Mummy.
The Juggernaut.
The Procrastinator.
We got to get a nickname for Jason.
The Rail Shooter. This isn't really Star Wars. My name's Rookie One.
That was disturbingly amusing. That was good. Jason, do you have any better ideas for a nickname for yourself?
Jason, I should have picked a mod because this game's terrible.
The
Canadian.
Eh? You got to put that on the end of it.
Eh?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Because you're the kind of person who enjoys Beavis and Butthead video games.
It's an excellent video game. It's a great adventure game. Great adventure game. And you get to see Gwar in concert. Awesome.
No.
It's better than Soviet propaganda or an interactive movie.
Okay.
Jason, here we go.
You pick Star Wars Rebel Assault. What's your closing argument? Why should someone vote for your game on the site?
Because blowing up a Star Destroyer is super awesome.
Okay. Hunter, you picked Beavis and Butthead, I assume the definitive version on the Sega Genesis. Why should this
Well, just so you guys know, there's a little mini game in it. It's called couch fishing. So who hasn't wanted to have a fishing pole and go couch fishing outside your living room window? You can do that in Beavis and Butthead for the Sega Genesis. Couch fishing.
Okay.
Couch fishing.
That was your strongest argument.
And it's Beavis and Butthead. I mean, come on.
Now, I admit I cannot compete with couch fishing and maybe not even blowing up a Star Destroyer. But I think what my two co-hosts have forgotten is that we're not a pop culture podcast. We're a retro gaming podcast. And you should vote for my pick, Tetris, on Game Boy, because it is by far, obviously, the superior selection tonight. And that's all I had to say about that.
Because you can't say anything else.
Amen. Some quick shout-outs. I want to thank Ben Landis for letting us use his intro and outro tracks, as always. He does good work. You can find him on Twitter at TheBenLandis. And the interlude artist was DJ AI. You can download that track, Now I See, on the podcast page on the website. Jason, anything in particular you want to plug tonight?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. And that's pretty much it right now.
All right, Hunter, how about you?
You can follow me on Twitter as well at Eric Hunter. And my blog is ericmhunter.net.
Excellent. As for me, we all like Twitter. You can find me at Nintendo_legend, the most obnoxious underscore Twitter name of them all. My blog is NintendoLegend.com. But as always, keep checking out OneMoreCastle.com. We have great content always coming up. And remember, last week, the Retro Showdown vote is still open. It's the tightest race we've ever had. So for the Halloween episode 7, you can still vote for a couple more days before we record again. And just to make it official, episode 6, 2 episodes ago, Hunter, you won with Super Bomberman.
The Juggernauts!
Good work. So that means Hunter is on a 2-episode winning streak. We'll see what happens.
The Juggernauts!
Satan of Saturn and Duke Nukem 2 were both soundly defeated by Super Bomberman. It had more votes than my and Jason's games combined. So take that as you wish.
The Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut. And as always, thanks for listening. Hope you tune in next week to the One More Podcastle. And remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president.